107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is an absolute pleasure to welcome Steve Zurbrugg here with Stratford Legion. Steve, it's wonderful to see you.
Good morning, Jamie. I'm glad to be here.
We've got lots to talk about, of course, today with Remembrance Day and November 11th set for this Saturday. First off, yesterday was Remembrance Sunday and a very special get-together at Avondale Church.
Yes, Avondale Church invited us up there for their service for Remembrance. It was a really great service and had lots of people in attendance.
Oh, very good. And Stratford Concert Band also performed not only at the service, but then had a very special concert in the afternoon.
Yes, I was there for that too. We had a color party to help them along, and they had a good concert. I'm glad they do that.
And again, thanks to Avondale Church for that. So we have Remembrance Day coming up this Saturday. Steve, let's talk about the ceremony and march. What you want folks to know in terms of our itinerary for Saturday?
Okay, the Remembrance Day in service is at the Cenotaph at 11 o'clock. We are forming up at the armories at 10:30 and marching over. We will have the pipe band and the concert band, plus the middle school will be doing a song for us. Unfortunately, Lorena McKinnon is not available this year. She's on tour. But Dana Manning has stepped forward and is going to help us along. So she's also great entertainment, so we're quite glad to have her.
Oh, that is absolutely wonderful. So that is for this Saturday morning. And we should remind folks, of course, we encourage you to attend this in person, be a part of this. But for whatever reason, this is also going to be live streamed with Ballinran Entertainment.
Ballinran Entertainment and Rogers Channel 20, we wish to thank the following people for sponsoring it. The Stratford Perth Community Foundation, Culleton Incorporated, Cooperators Peter Merringer, Home & Company Real Estate, Stratford City Council, Young's Funeral Home, ASN, Downtown Stratford Business Improvement Area, Bentley's and Nesbitt Financial Services. They are covering the cost of getting the broadcast aired.
Very good. So again, it is for this Saturday morning, November 11th, and we'd be remiss in mentioning this will be the first time Art Boone will, of course, unfortunately not be there with his passing.
Yes, he will be missed. He's set up a procedure that he has developed over the last 30 or 40 years, and we're trying to follow it with some modifications. Lorena McKinnon and his son Rick have organized a lot of the stuff that are happening, so we're happy to have their support.
Yeah, it's wonderful with Rick kind of taking over the reins there. That is wonderful. And we also, again, if for whatever reason you can't make it on Saturday morning, take some time at 11 o'clock. Wherever you are, take some time.
Yes, it's very important to remember those that who have served and who are serving. There are people out there that are deployed, not being able to be with their family, and there are people that have returned from being deployed that need support.
Absolutely. So again, we encourage everyone to take 2 minutes of silence to remember the sacrifice this Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And this is also a very special anniversary year, we should mention, too, for peacekeepers.
Yes, it's 75th anniversary of the first peacekeeping mission that Lester Pearson organized, which has been an important part for our military and our connection to the community.
Okay, we're chatting with Steve Zurbrugg with Stratford Legion, and of course the Poppy campaign is certainly well underway on now through, of course, till this weekend. And the money from the poppies, we didn't get a chance to chat with Dale about this last time we chatted. Where does the money from the poppies go?
It's supposed to go in support of veterans and for youth education towards remembering the past. As part of that, we donate to the Stratford General Hospital and to the Veterans Hospital in London. We also provide money for bursaries that youth can apply for, and we have some particular support for the homeless and for the service dog training for those that are coming back from Afghanistan and other peacekeeping events.
There you go with Stratford Legion Branch Number 8. And we also want to mention that the Branch Number 8 is reaching out to support, we kind of touched on this, supporting all veterans that need assistance with a very special something in terms of that that's available.
Yes, every Tuesday morning, 10:30 to noon, we invite veterans to come into the Legion, have a free coffee, a muffin, and talk with other veterans. This is to help them socialize and express their concerns and remembrance of what they did when deployed.
Okay, and that's open to veterans and first responders as well,
yes,
I understand.
We are happy to have first responders come in if they wish to sit down with us and talk.
And can we do a shout-out for Bill Rothenell as the Branch of Service Officer?
Yes, Bill Rothenell is the Branch Service Officer. As such, he is to coordinate and support veterans applying through the Veterans Affairs and for other funding. Ontario government has an emergency fund that he can reach out for a veteran that is in need.
Okay. And again, we remind people about the Buddy Check Coffee, and that's for veterans and first responders, and that is every Tuesday, except holidays, 10:30 a.m. until noon. That's a great idea.
Yes, it started in Ottawa with the group, and it's spreading around Canada. We happen to do it every week. Some of them do it monthly.
Okay.
Some of them also do a vet build that they put models together. Unfortunately, we don't have the space to handle that, but anything to keep our vets
engaged.
Engage with others.
Exactly. That's what it's all about right there. So take some time this Saturday. It is Remembrance Day. And of course, we'll pass along all the details about the cenotaph, the march, and the ceremony. And again, as we mentioned, you can live stream it with Ballinran Entertainment through their Facebook page, also available on Rogers TV. And Steve Zurbrig with Stratford Legion Branch Number 8. Thanks for all the details, Steve. And just before we let you go, we've heard it, certainly some of the commercials or ads this year, take some time to thank a veteran. Now, for you, any final thoughts in terms of Remembrance Day for this Saturday, for you personally?
Well, personally, I've trained and had people come back from deployments, and they all have heartbreaking stories of what they've seen and what they've had to put up with. They go over with shining ideals, and it doesn't always look so pretty over there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something to remember.
Something to remember, absolutely. Steve Zurbrig with Stratford Legion, thank you so much for all of the details. And again, it's set for this Saturday, Remembrance Day ceremonies in March in Stratford. Steve, thank you so much.
And thank you for getting us up on CJCS. We really appreciate reaching out to the community. Thank you.